What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I thank you so much for joining me on today. If you're listening to me over on the Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you for getting up at 6 a.m. to listen to me. It means a lot for you to just get up and show support so early in the morning. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, at any time of the day, I thank you so much for taking time out to press that play button. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you decided to stop by and check me out. So if you're new here, I speak about positive things, all positivity. I motivate you, uplift you, encourage you. I speak about experiences that I've gone through. I just speak about just staying in a positive space. So whenever you come to my podcast, that's what you're gonna hear. I want to start out by saying that today's episode, I just want to talk about minding your own business. Minding your own business. And I think it is so important for people to just mind their own business. Now, if it's a situation where someone is in danger or something very serious, something vital, I could understand you not minding your business. However, if it's something that has absolutely nothing to do with you, it's not hurting you one way or another, it doesn't even affect you, I believe you should just mind your business and leave people alone. Leave other people's business alone. Because I've found that when you invest your time into other people's lives and their business, it drains you. It will literally drain you. Because you're trying to keep up with everything and, you know, stay informed on what's going on and who did what. That's stopping your growth, and that's stopping you, well, actually slowing you down on your path, because now you're carrying the weight of other people. Yeah, we're supposed to reach out and help others. However, you have to use discernment and know when to mind your own business and keep it moving. Some people would even call them snitches. People that just dig into people's business and run back and go tell it. You know, whatever term you have for that situation. I just strongly believe that sometimes people should mind the business that pays them. And sip their tea and go on about their day and not invest so much of their time and energy into something that has absolutely nothing to do with them. And I've been in situations where I've had people to try to dig into my personal business and find out things, whatever. And then when I found out, it's like, does that even matter? Like, does it really matter? I don't think what I'm doing or not doing is going to affect you one way or another. So at this point, you're just being nosy, right? So that's why we should protect ourselves. We should protect our hearts, protect our minds, protect our personal information, because you just never know what people are up to and exactly what their motives are. And sometimes people are just being spiteful and trying to figure out ways to hurt you. They don't really care about you. They're not really invested in your life. They just want to know what's going on with you because you're private and you're quiet. They just have to know. So, practice minding your own business and the business that pays you. And if you're not going to uplift, motivate, and encourage someone, then you really shouldn't even be inquiring about them at all, actually. You shouldn't be. There's so many things you could be doing in a day, like working on your own life, making sure that all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed, making sure that you're in alignment with where you're supposed to be in life, making sure that what you're doing is pleasing to the Most High. There's just so many things that you could be doing. It is. You could volunteer your time. You can go get a job. It's so many things. Instead of losing sleep and worrying about what someone else is doing or not doing. You know? And that's just negativity. It is. It's negativity. And I don't know about you, but I don't want negativity around me. I don't want negative people around me or any of that. So I watched this video. I actually posted it on my platform, and this young lady said that sometimes, well, she was speaking about women, but you know, it's some catty men out there as well. Messy, very messy. She was saying that sometimes she just look at people that just dislike her for no reason, and she look at the people that they hang with, the people that they hang around, and she just sit and look at them and say, I see why y'all hang together, because all of y'all are just messy, low vibrational, no goals, no morals, none of that. And then instead of working on your own life, you want to come for someone that's working on themselves, someone that's being positive, someone that's doing the work, someone that's constantly uplifting other people, someone that loves other people, someone that just wants everyone to win. So sometimes, you know, people do have to click up on people like that, because if they just come at you one-on-one, they're weak. All that negative energy they have, they're weak. It won't hold no weight around you. So they have to go get a friend or two, or a whole clique. They have to attack you in a group. And you're sitting there wondering, what is going on? Why are these people not liking me? Like, why are they treating me a certain way? Or why does it feel like I'm the outcast and all of them are just buddy-buddy? then you have to just sit back and just be quiet, be still, and just observe. One thing I have always done was observe. I observe everything and everyone. Even when you think I'm not observing, I'm looking, I'm observing, I'm listening. And when you're quiet and you observe things, you'll find out everything you need to know. No one has to come to you and say anything. They don't have to come confess anything to you or any of that. It'll just come to you, you'll know. And so I've been put in situations in my life, quite a few times actually, where I was made to feel like the outcast because I just do my own thing. I don't follow the pack. I don't sit around and gossip and talk about people and all of that. I keep my energy, vibration, I keep everything high. And if you come to me, I'm the type of person that I'm gonna tell you that I wish you nothing but the best. I want you to have an amazing day. I want you to vibrate high. I want the sun to shine on you. I'll tell you that I love you and you are love. I'll tell you that you're beautiful, you're handsome, because it's how I truly feel about people. I just have love in my heart for people. Even the ones that hurt me and cross me, I still have love for you too. I do. I'm just a positive person. But like I've spoken of in other episodes, just because you love people and you feel a certain way about them does not mean that they have to be in your life. I can love you from a distance. If you're not good for me, I can love you from a distance. I could be in love with you and love you from a distance. If you're just not good for my life, if you're toxic, so it's really time out for thinking just because we feel a certain way about people or we love them, they have to be in our lives. They do not if they're not good for you. If they're negative. If you just get a negative vibe about that person, you don't have to be around it. And so I'm so thankful that I have literally been running across some of the most high vibrational, beautiful, happy souls. Like, and it speaks to where I am in my life. I'm running across those people at this moment because that's where I am in my life. You attract what you are. And if you're living in love and light, and you're being peaceful, beautiful, that same energy is going to come to you. You're drawing that energy in. And I am so thankful to the Most High for, first of all, allow me to still be here, to be able to take another breath, for getting up every day, experiencing joy, life, peace, love, my children, my grandchildren, and one day my great-grandchildren. I'm thankful. I'm so humble. A lot of people did not make it. They're not here. A lot of people would love the opportunity to come back here and be able to live my life. And oftentimes, whenever we get down on ourselves, I'm speaking about myself as well. When we get down on ourselves and we think that it's just the end of the world, we think that no one cares, no one loves us, we may think that we're not worthy of whatever, we're not enough, we don't measure up, we may feel that way. But you're blessed. You're blessed because you had the opportunity to wake up and take another breath, put your feet on the floor. No one had to help you walk, help put your clothes on, help cook, do anything for you. You were mobile. You were able to move around and do things on your own without assistance. So when you start feeling low and down on yourself, just think about all those people that can't do what you're doing. They would love to trade places with you. And it's not always about material things. A lot of people get caught up in what they have and what other people have. They'll even judge you on what you have or don't have. I've never been that type. Never. I don't care if I have $300,000 in the bank or more. I'm not gonna look down my nose on anyone. If anything, I'm gonna help people. If anything, I'm gonna figure out ways to invest money into helping people for generations to come. If anything, I'm gonna speak life into people. No matter how much I have, I'll never forget where I came from. Because I know that in the blink of an eye, all of it can be taken. I know that if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, the Most High is going to take it from me. I know this. But that's not in my heart to even do it in the first place. Great things are coming. Great things are coming, and I will spend the rest of my life figuring out ways to be of service to others and to make sure that I'm being positive, I'm speaking life into other people, I'm helping them. Because you know, when you're putting that energy out like that, it's contagious. Someone is going to catch on to it, right? So then when they catch on to it, they're going to spread it. And then someone else is going to catch on to it. And then it's just going to go on and on and on. Before you know it, love is going to be everywhere. Happiness. It's going to be upon everyone. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. Even though this world is so corrupt and just messed up, I don't let that get in my head and think. I don't think negative thoughts about it. I'm very hopeful, and I know that changes are coming. I know that things are going to get better. But you have to believe that they're going to get better. Because if you don't believe, they're not going to get better. It starts with you. And what are you doing to help the situation? Are you doing your part? Or are you one of these people that just sit back with your legs crossed and your arms crossed, looking at everyone else work? Which one are you? Are you adding to the changes? Are you becoming your better self? Are you evolving and improving? Or are you just stagnant? Are you just in the same place you've always been? I think we all should work on ourselves. Everyone has something they need to work on. I tell you, no one is perfect. Nobody is perfect but the Most High. We all have something to work on. Minding your business and working on yourself is what we should focus on this year. Minding your own business and focus on bettering yourself. I'll take it a step further. Not just better yourself, but better the people around you as well. Because like I stated earlier, it starts with you. You'd be surprised of the changes that you can make. You may not think that you have power and that your words hold weight. You may think that about yourself. But I'm going to need you to have a little bit more confidence and know that you are powerful and that your words and your actions matter. Even if people have told you in the past that you don't matter or what you're doing doesn't matter, make you feel like you're less than, I want you to know that you're awesome and you do matter. I always say the first love is self-love. If you don't have self-love, you don't have anything. Everything starts with self-love. Loving on yourself first. And now that I mentioned that, I was speaking to my daughter earlier. And, you know, sometimes when you're talking to your children, they just don't want to listen. And I read body language. You know, when they get to be a certain age, they think they know more than you, or they just don't want to listen to you. But I told her that everything starts with loving on yourself first. If you don't have self-love, you don't have anything. And if you don't have self-love, you will allow people to mistreat you. You will allow people to speak to you any kind of way and just not respect you. I've told her that before, but she's almost an adult now. So I still instill these things in her. And even though I know most of the time when they're 16, 17 years old, certain things, you know, they may listen to you, but after a while you start sounding repetitive and they just lose interest. They don't want to hear what you're saying. But I'm one of those parents. I'm going to keep talking. Because I didn't have a mother to sit and talk to me and tell me these things. I had to get out there in the world and learn it on my own. Although I had grandmothers that instill some things in me as well. But I've been on my own since I was 16 years old. 16 years old. So I had to dive head first out there and learn a whole lot. And in doing that, I had family to say that, you know, I wasn't gonna make it. I wasn't gonna graduate from high school. And I proved everybody wrong. I did. I graduated from high school. I held down a job and went to school at the same time. I did that. See, when people speak down on you, put you down, try to pass off their negative energy on you. Sometimes just you have to prove them wrong, even though you don't have to prove anything to anyone. But it just felt good for me to do that. And they were prejudging me because of the type of person, you know, my mother was. And I speak about that a lot on my podcast because that's my story, that's my truth. I don't think you should judge anyone. Well, I know you shouldn't judge anyone. Don't judge people. Don't put people down. Lift them up. Especially if they're young. If that's a young lady or a young man, why not lift them up? Why not tell them that they can do anything? Why not push them to the finish line? Walk with them to the finish line. Be their support. Like, literally, who does that? Who would come to a child and say, you're not gonna make it, you're not gonna finish school because you have a baby? You're not gonna finish school because you're this and you're that. Who does that? I know people do it, but that's just a rhetorical question, I guess. Like, who does that? It has to be something wrong with that adult that would fix their mouth to speak ill on a child. It's horrible. And me being around people like that is another reason that I was motivated to not be like that. I ended up being the complete opposite. Like, I'm the one that's gonna encourage you. I'm the one that's gonna tell you to go after your dreams. As long as it's positive, do it. I'm the one that's gonna tell you that. And I think we need more people in the world like that. We really do. We really, really do. It's just awful. It's awful that some people think it's okay to just be negative for no reason. And I wouldn't say that it's jealousy, but oftentimes it can be, especially if it's an older female in the family, or just an older female period, talking to a young girl. Like, what would motivate you to be so negative, to speak down on someone's life, other than your own insecurities? You have to be a miserable individual to be like that. So I just encourage everyone to stay positive. If you see a young lady, a young man out there that may need some guidance, or it's just placed on your heart to say some encouraging words to them, do it. Do it. You never know what a person is going through. You don't know if their parents are encouraging them or if they're putting them down. You don't know this. But sometimes you just know. You know? Discernment. You just know. You can tell sometimes. I've had people over my life to say things to me, encouraging things actually, and I would just look at them with a shocked look on my face, and then they would be like, why are you looking like that? What's wrong? I'd just be like, how did you know? You never know who the Most High is going to send in your path to give you a message or to tell you something. I'm a firm believer in that. I've had customers that did not know me years ago to speak life over me and to give me a word and tell me that the Most High told them to tell me whatever, whatever, whatever. And in the moment, I was like, okay. Because I was young. I didn't really know too much about, you know, the Most High using people to send messages. I mean, I didn't really know about that. So, fast forward to as I started getting older, I started thinking about some of that. And it's like, wow. I had customers to tell me this or say that this was going to happen, and it happened. And I just wish I would have been in a better place in my life so that in the moment when I was receiving the message, I could have really received it. I would have appreciated it more. But now I do. I appreciate everyone over my life that has spoken life over me, been positive to me, and understood me, because I can understand how it can probably be difficult sometimes to understand where, you know, people are coming from, especially if you haven't really dealt with anything or if you haven't dealt with the things that they've dealt with. It's like you probably look at them and be like, what are you talking about? Or did that really happen? Like, you would probably question what they're saying, but everything I say has happened to me. I am speaking my truth. I'm speaking my truth. And when I hear other people speaking their truth, who am I to sit up and question anything that they're saying? Who am I? I don't sit high and look low. I can't judge. I can't determine if they're telling the truth or not. Like, I have to take it for what it is. If that's what they're saying, then that's what happened. I think a lot of people should get out of that phase where someone's speaking their truth. You know, do you know how much courage it takes for people to open up? It takes a lot of courage for people to open up and talk about things that has happened to them, personal things. So when people do that, don't judge them. Embrace them, love on them, listen to them, because they went through all of that for a reason. And more than likely, that reason was so that they could come out of that situation and help someone else. You never know when you might be helping someone else. You may be just speaking and telling your story, and you may free someone else through your story. Think about it. So I won't be ashamed to talk about my life, because it's my life. I won't be ashamed to talk about it. You know, I won't tell everything, but the things that I do share, I hope that it will help someone. I hope that it'll give someone else the motivation, the push, the courage to come out and tell your story, speak your truth. You know, I found that over the years, through speaking my truth, it has freed me so much. It's freed me so much. Because certain things were holding me hostage in my life. And I don't live there anymore. I'm not a prisoner of things that happen to me. I'm free from that. And what I am going to do is help someone else get free. And I'm going to encourage you and motivate you to keep going. And whenever you're ready, not when someone else tells you to be ready, and you don't have to get on a podcast to speak. If you just want to speak to someone one-on-one, it can be a therapist or anything. Whenever you're ready, you do it. Don't let anybody force you. Because ultimately, it's your life. And you get to make those decisions. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I thank all of you for stopping by, for listening to me. Hopefully, I said something that is encouraging to you. It will motivate you, uplift you. And free yourself. Free your mind. Live in peace, love, happiness, and joy. Even on days when you don't feel like being happy, you don't feel like smiling, you don't feel like speaking life into anyone, do it anyway. Because in the end, it's going to help you. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you. And I love you as well. And I will see you in the next episode.